And now my message on today's broadcast is entitled, A World Without God's Word. I am basing this on Amos chapter 8, verses 11 and 12. I want you to read these verses with me. Why don't you get your Bible and turn to the book of Amos chapter 8. We shall read verses 11 and 12. But before we do, I would like to have you pause with me in just a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are eternally grateful to Thee today for the blessed book that we call the Bible. We are glad that Thou hast not been silent. We are glad that Thou hast revealed Thyself to us in the pages of this blessed book. We pray today that there would be a revival of Bible preaching in our great city and in this state and across this nation and around the world. Give it to the hearts of men, Thy servants today everywhere. Put it within their souls to preach Thy word. And may there truly be a revival of the preaching of the Bible all over the world today. We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for those who have tuned our way today. We would ask that this broadcast and this message would be a special blessing to them. We pray for those who are sick, for those who are shut in, for those who are perplexed, for those who have come to the end of their way. May they this moment turn by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ and believe and have faith and know that Thou art able to meet every need. We pray, Heavenly Father, as the message goes out, our hearts would be smitten with the power of the Holy Spirit, and we would truly experience real revival in the days of the summer of 1971. We ask these things in the name of Him who loved us, and in His own blood has washed us from our sins, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. Amos chapter 8, verses 11 and 12. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of God, but shall not find it. John Milton died in the year 1674. Many years later, Wordsworth said, Milton should be living today. Well, when I read the prophecy of the book of Amos, when I consider especially the words of my text, I say about Amos, the plowboy prophet, Amos should be living today. If Amos were living today, I believe he would see the beginning of the fulfillment of his prophetic word, that there would come the hour when there would be a famine of the word of God. I believe if Amos were living today, he would call us as a nation back to the preaching of the blessed old book. Beloved, we cannot improve upon God's book. We cannot improve upon the word of God. This is our message, and this book is the book of all books. Did you ever think what it would be like to live in a world where there were no Bibles? Think about it for a moment. Suppose on your shelf, in your library, or there on the table, there was no Bible. What if you had never seen a Bible? What if you had never read one line of the Scriptures? Oh, how tragic, how dark would be the picture today if we lived in a world with no Bible. Men can live a few years on material food, but beloved, men can live forever on the Word of God. No wonder Jesus said, men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. This is our daily diet. This is our sustenance for life, the Word of the living God. Let's take a few moments today to see what the Bible is all about. The Bible is the Word of God. The Scriptures, the Holy Book, it is a library of divine truth, written by God, interpreted by the Holy Spirit, and having as its subject matter the Lord Jesus Christ. All 66 books, all 1,189 chapters, give to us the story of God's love for mankind. More copies of the Bible are distributed yearly than any other book. The Bible is not the book of the month, or the book of the year, or the book of the century. The Bible, the Word of God, is the book of the ages. It is indeed the bestseller of all books. But I pose this question: is it the best reader? What about you? When did you last take the Word of God in hand and read a chapter or even a verse? This book contains the mind of God. It contains the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and the happiness of believers. The Bible, the Word of God, the Scriptures, Jesus says, cannot be broken. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. The Bible is accurate. We read in Psalm 119, verse 160, thy word is true from the beginning. The Apostle Paul in the book of Romans said, let every man be a liar, but let God be true. The Bible is indeed truthful. You can depend upon the Bible today. There is not another book in all the world like the Bible. Some books become immediately obsolete, outdated, outmoded. But the Bible never grows old. It was accurate yesterday. It is accurate today. It shall be truthful tomorrow, for it is true from the beginning, it is true in the present, it shall be true in the future. The Word of God is powerful, so says Paul in the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. The Word of God is quick, that is alive, and powerful and sharper than a sword with two edges, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Word of God knows what you're thinking about this very moment. The Bible is eternal. We read in 1 Peter 1:25, the grass withereth, and the flower thereof fadeth away. But the Word of the Lord abideth forever. The Word of God is inspired. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 declares, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Yes, the Word of God is inspired of God. Peter declares in his second epistle, chapter 1, at verse 21, the prophecy came in old time, not by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The Bible is right. It is right as to its author. God is the author. It is right as to its content. The Bible contains the story of redemption. There is a scarlet thread running all the way from the first book, Genesis, through the last book, the Revelation. The scarlet ribbon, the scarlet thread. The Bible is right as to its content. The Bible is right as to its message. The message of the Word of God is this, that man is a sinner, and Jesus Christ is the Savior. The Bible speaks to every social, political, religious, and economic problem. The Bible provides all that you need for your journey of life. All of the personal problems, the domestic problems, the family problems, the teenage problems, the drug problems, the drink problems, the lust problems, the sex problems, all of these problems of our 20th century, of our culture, of our civilization, of our society, all of these problems find their solution in the pages of the wonderful Word of God. Have you given God's book a chance? Have you tried the divine prescription that God has written out in His Word for your personal problems, for your employment problems, for your family difficulties? Why don't you try the Word of God today? Put God to a test. See if His book doesn't answer the many perplexing questions of your life. The many perplexing questions of our nation find their answers in the Word of God. Would to God that men all over this great United States, would to God that men all over Texas, men all over Fort Worth, would call upon God and fall on their faces in the book of God and get the solution to our problems today. The Bible is still true. The Bible is still the Word of God. The Bible is accurate. It is indeed powerful. It can solve and give to us the solution of the many perplexing problems that confront us every day. I say, the Bible provides the answer. No wonder the poet said, "We search the world for truth. We call the good, the true, the beautiful, from graven stone and written scroll, and all old flower fields of the soul. And weary seekers of the best, we come home laden from our quest to find that all the sages said is in the book our mothers read." Thank God for the blessed old book, the Bible, the Word of the living God. What if we had no Bible today? We would have no written revelation of God. Don't expect to find the footprints of God outside the Bible. Don't expect to find any revelation written about God, from God, by the Holy Spirit, through men of old who were inspired by the Spirit, outside the pages of this wonderful book. God has revealed Himself to us in a written library, in the written word of the book. Don't look for God's writings. Don't look for anything authored by God outside the pages of this wonderful book. I say if we had no Bible, we would have no written revelation of God. If we had no Bible, we would have no record of God's plan for the ages. Beginning in the book of Genesis, God gives to us His own personal account of the creation. We read about the fall of man, his disobedience, his sin. We read how that God gave the law to Moses on Mount Sinai to govern His people. We read as we come through the books of history how the nation Israel became the number one nation. How that the nation Israel was representative for God to all the nations of earth. As the Old Testament closes with the book of Malachi, there ensues a 400-year period of silence. We call it the intertestament period. And then, at the end of that 400-year period, John the Baptist comes on the scene to introduce the Messiah to the world. Thus, the gospel accounts give us the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, His death upon the cross, His resurrection, His ascension, and the promise of His return. Then, as it were, the great church age, the age in which we now live, coming to its climax very soon, according to the prophecy of the Word of God. The second coming of Christ is in two phases. First of all, Jesus Christ will come in rapture for His saints. And then, after the time of Jacob's trouble, after the tribulation, the great, Jesus Christ shall come again with His saints to establish His kingdom upon this earth. This is the plan of the ages that is laid out for us in no other book but the book of God. So if we had no Bible, we would have no plan for the ages. Thank God for the Bible. If we had no Bible, we would have no guidelines for our daily lives. The Bible is the only book of its kind. Some books inform, some books reform, but only the Bible can transform. The Bible tells us who we are. The Bible tells us where we came from. The Bible tells us where we are going. We might say that the Bible is the yellow pages of a human divine economy. Without the Bible, there would be no message of salvation. Without the Bible, there would be no barrier to sin. Without the Bible, there would be no illumination for the mind. Without the Bible, there would be no food for the soul. Without the Bible, there would be no comfort for the heart. We are living in a distressed age. The only source of comfort is the Lord Jesus Christ and His written record within the pages of God's book. We can be comforted from the Word of God about our loved ones who have passed on before. Perhaps some of you today are sorrowing because of the loss of a loved one. You've gone out this last week and planted beneath the Mother Earth the form of that dear one who was close to you. Listen to these words from the Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, we who are alive and remain unto the coming of Christ shall not precede them that are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort ye one another with these words. Thank God for the comfort that the Bible affords us. Let us rejoice today because we have this blessed old book that we call the Bible. Holy Bible, book divine, precious treasure, thou art mine. Let us read it. Let us love it. Let us preserve it. Let us hide it away in our hearts. Men have tried all kinds of ways to solve their problems. They've tried through economics. They've tried through philosophy. But the only answer is in the Word of God. Let us not be allured into false security today. Let us not say in the United States, we have freedom, we have the Constitution, we have the ballot box. All of this can be snatched away unless we honor God's Word and the God of the Word. Without God, we have no hope. Without faith, we have no tomorrow. Without the Bible, we have nothing. What about your life today? What about your relationship to the Word of God? Is the Bible the number one book of your life? It should be. It can be. If you're lost, the Bible invites you to come and trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. The Bible tells you that all you have to do to be saved is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. If you are indeed a Christian, and you don't have the joy and peace of God in your heart, you can have it. As David of old, pray and ask God to restore unto you the joy of his salvation, and he'll do it even this moment. Until next Lord's Day at this same time, we invite you to continue in your prayer support of Worth Baptist Hour. We trust that this coming week will bring the blessings of God upon you, your family, your business, and your home. And we admonish you, as always, to keep on praying.